How good does it feel to not be guilty? The joy of your salvation is that sin has been taken away from you. You've been given a clean heart. You have been forgiven. God's been doing some wonderful things, and I've got some testimonies I want to share with you, and just a word of encouragement tonight that I believe the Holy Spirit wants to encourage you with. Well, praise the Lord. Many of you may have heard some of the small testimonies that we've been releasing on social media. We had a new one come out this week, which is just, it's beautiful to see the face of people who have just received a miracle. There was a testimony up this week of a lady in Washington who had, where I was recently ministering, who had tumors just disappear on the spot as a word of knowledge went out, and just to see her face and hear her voice as she was testifying about her healing, it just brings worship to God and releases joy and hope. And that's what the testimony does. The power of the testimony releases faith that, hey, God did it then and He can do it again. Hallelujah. So some of you may have seen this beautiful testimony. I want to show it to you. This was a testimony from Oklahoma City, I think 2021. And a little boy, Isaiah, he is 3 years old. Both his parents are partners with the ministry. And just as I was leaving the meeting, Grandma came and got Tom and said, would Catherine pray for my grandson? He's 3 years old. He's nonverbal, never spoken in sentences. And would she pray? And Tom said, sure, he's a soft touch. Hallelujah. And he also knows I love to pray. And so as I was just walking out, and thousands of people there, Grandma went and ran outside to get Mum, who was with Isaiah's little sister, and Isaiah, and they brought him in, and I just quickly laid hands and said, thank you, Lord, for healing. Because it's God who does the healing, amen? And the next day, we got this wonderful testimony. Could we play that, Dylan? That would be wonderful. Isaiah was autistic, nonverbal, never spoken in sentences, never been able to eat solid food. And we just laid hands on him and thanked the Lord for his healing power. The next day, in the morning, Mum looked over and Isaiah was sitting by the window and he was singing. And she'd never heard him do anything like that before. And then he turned to her and he said, Mummy, look at the train. Which is the first time he'd ever spoken. And so I got to see him this last week, and we were having wonderful conversation. My heart had to say, Lord, you are magnificent. Lord, you are magnificent, magnificent God. Yeah, and Isaiah also hadn't been able to eat solid food. And this was a year later, we were sitting in a restaurant, he's eating his chicken and chips, and I'm sharing his chicken and chips with him as we're having wonderful conversation. And Mum and Dad, both doctors, just in awe of what the Lord has done. I'm going to invite Candice to come up. Candice and her whole family are here. Mum and Dad and Grandma and Granddad, everyone's here. But Candice, why don't you come up and represent the family? Give her a hand as she comes up. We had a little taste on Sunday of this testimony. I wanted to just take the opportunity just to hear a little bit more of what the Lord's done. Actually, it's amazing. Pete, can you just pass me, there's some papers there underneath my jacket. You'll find it, yeah, somewhere. Yeah, this is cool. There you go, that'll be them. This is a speech pathologist's report of little Lachlan. Now, Lachlan, on Friday night, we heard, who enjoyed last Friday? It was such an amazing message. It was such a wonderful testimony. Brother Jerry was sharing his testimony of healing, and there was so much faith in the room. It was just wonderful. Toward the end of the service, Candice brought up Lachlan. Lachlan is six, and he's so beautiful. He's here tonight. We'll see Lachlan in a few minutes. And she said, do you think we could get prayer for Lachlan? He's nonverbal. You just gave me this speech pathology report. I had a look at this. This is, it says here, the standard average score is 100, with scores between 86 and 114 considered to be within the average range. And they rank them according to the percentile. This is where Lachlan was grading before he got prayer on Friday. And he's ranked here just with a, in the first percentile, one, where the average range is between 86 and 114. What was Lachlan's condition?
So Lachlan had something called Phelan-McDermid syndrome. It's something we don't really know a lot about. It's more of a new diagnosis, but it comes with nonverbal children.
So what was his sort of, like this is saying severe delay, severe auditory comprehension delay, severe delay in expressive communication. His total language score was one. So what sort of things could he say before?
So he wasn't 100, like, I mean, coming from a mother, like, I could understand a lot. So he could say mum and dad, things like that. You know, he could say, what's that? But a lot of it was out of context. So he might, you know, look at a bus and say, you know, what's that? But there'd be no context to it. Or he could look at it, anything, and there not really be the context to it. You know, occasionally sometimes he would.
Like say bus or plane or something like that.
Yeah, like, and he could say, you know, like, well, he couldn't say helicopter. So that was one of the first sentences that kind of just blew us away. We were driving in the car and everything that's in the sky is a plane to him, or a bird. And it's plain as day. He said, look, mummy, there's a helicopter.
That's amazing. And then, so Friday night, you brought him up and he's so cuddly. He's so beautiful. Came up and he gave me a big cuddle and we just stayed there for a little bit. And I felt the gift of faith come on. You know, just as we were hearing that testimony, I was remembering Isaiah's testimony. I just felt the gift of faith. And then we got Brother Jerry and together we prayed together and thanked God for his healing. Then walking out, what happened?
So we were walking out and nothing had clicked for me yet. And we were walking past a gentleman called Peter. Yep, and Lockie looked at him and he said, "Goodbye, Peter." And I listened because normally he could say bye, but he never generally put a name to it. So I stopped and I was like, "He just said goodbye, Peter." And Peter looked at me and he's like, "Yeah," because Peter didn't realise the severity of it. And even then, I was just kind of like, "Okay, you know, that was weird, but you know."
What was Lachlan's prognosis? What were they expecting with this disease?
So they told us Lachlan would get to 5 or 6 years old and then he would regress back into a baby form. Yeah.
So Saturday, so this happened Friday night. Saturday, what was going on with his speech?
So my grandparents were over in the morning. Everything was chaotic. I didn't really have chance to let anything in. And then all of a sudden we were just sitting down and these words started coming out. He's like, "Mummy, can you please go and get me a drink of milk?" Which is something he's never done before. He'd be like, "Milk, milk, milk," you know, or "more milk" or something like that. But for the full sentences. Then on the Monday, we took them boys to Dreamworld. We're Gold Coasters. So we took the boys to Dreamworld and we're on the train and he was, "Look, Mummy, there's a tower. Look, Mummy, there's a tree. There's a bird in the tree." Just so much. And then me being me, I had my phone out recording. I'm trying to get all of the new sentences because it wasn't just new sentences. It was sentences on top of sentences. Like I could speak to my son and actually get him to acknowledge what I was saying and then come back with another sentence, which is something, you know, we've never had before.
Oh, this is so beautiful. We were just talking before with the family, and you're saying, what's your husband's reaction?
Oh, I looked at my husband and I, because we got a video on Monday, and this is at Dreamworld, and it's as I was trying to record to get more language, and in this video, there's a door, and he goes, "There's a door," and I'm like, you know, that's not normal for him, that's normal for him kind of thing. And then he looked on the door and he really concentrated and he goes, "What staff?" And anyway, I kind of took a minute and I'm like, "Babe, he just said staff. Like that says staff only on the door." And it blew me away that he read staff. Like he said staff, but it was staff. He can't read. He's never been, yeah, he can now, thanks to the Lord.
Just talking with Grandma and Granddad. Why don't you come on up? Granddad, come up here. These guys were pastors for many, many years. They've been prayed for by Oral Roberts, done some amazing missions work in Nepal. And look who's coming up with them. Lachlan's going to come up too. Come on up. Give them a hand as they come. Hello, come on up. Hey, God bless. Hello. Tell us, you haven't heard Lachlan speaking in sentences before. Is that right? Tell us.
No, the first, he's tried, but he's never got it out. And then today we came up today and I walked in the house and I said to Candice, I said, "Have you got the kettle on?" So she says, "Yeah, I'll put it on now." And so I said, "I want to make your grandma a cup of tea." So he says, straight out it came, and he says, "Can I have some milk?" That's what he said. "Can I have some milk?" And when I poured him the milk out, he said, "Thank you, Grandad."
That was another big thing. Lockie's always been able to say grandma. So every elderly person is called grandma to him. Even granddad, sorry. today was the first time Lachlan had actually said granddad. So.
Well, one thing I would like to say is that since this little fellow was born, we've upheld him in prayer. Right the way through, we've always believed that God could do a miracle in his life. And that's what you've got to have. You've got to have the belief that it's going to happen. And it is going to happen.
Amen. 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 Do you like having Grandma and Granddad here? What's it like having Grandma and Granddad here?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
Very good. I just want to give God all the glory for this, because this just changes lives. This is something only God can do. This. Can we give him thanks? Father, we're so grateful. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the worship and all the thanks in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I love your beautiful suit. You look very, very handsome. Very, very handsome. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Future pastor.
I go to home.
You're gonna go. What are you gonna do?
You're gonna go home. I go to bed.
Going to the beach.
You're going to. Where are you going?
I go on the beach.
You're going to the beach. That's gonna be exciting. How wonderful.
What's that?
More like you made a beach.
You're gonna go to the beach.
Grandma's gonna take you to the beach.
He just said, "Grandma's going to take me to the beach." Hallelujah. Well, Grandma, you better do that. Hallelujah. Let's give them a big thanks and a big round of applause. So, so good. Amazing. It's amazing. Father, you are so, so faithful. And, you know, it's really wonderful when we get doctor's reports like this. Looking forward to having another speech therapy report, because when we've got the before and the afters, You know, God gets all the glory. Brooke's testimony about having half a womb and now having a complete womb with two fallopian tubes and the before scans and the after scans are actually going to be published in a medical journal soon because it is, and it's a creative miracle, an absolute creative miracle. And it's so wonderful when we can give God all the glory and people can see God is real. Now, Jesus said, we're not to be preaching the word with persuasive words of men's wisdom, but with demonstrations of the Spirit's power. Hallelujah. And his ways are higher than our ways. We haven't graduated beyond his ways. His ways are wonderful. And as we trust him, God, who has begun a good work, will carry it through to completion. Amen. Have you got your Bibles with you? I want to share with you some lovely things. We're going to turn to Psalm 36, if you would. Verse 7. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. And you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Hallelujah. Drinking deeply of the river of his pleasures, his delight, his life, his life. I was sitting this week. We had a couple of days. My mother-in-law has a unit up at Caloundra, which is on the Sunshine Coast, and had a couple of days there. And I was sitting on my bed one morning and the sun's coming in the window. Who's grateful for Queensland sunshine? Hallelujah. God bless all you Melbournians, or God bless you watching where there's no sunshine. Come to Queensland. Queensland's awesome. Praise the Lord. Come to Glory City Church. But I am very grateful for our Queensland sunshine. It's beautiful. But sitting in the sunshine, I was just taking my communion on my bed with the Lord, thanking him for his body and his blood, thanking him for his goodness. And I just began to sing an old scripture and song. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, great is thy faithfulness. Come straight out of Lamentations chapter 3. So in the middle of your lamentations, there is good news. Hallelujah. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. If you read it in the old Good News Bible, I had a Good News Bible when I was your age, Lachlan, and it had a rainbow on the front. Anybody old enough to remember the Good News Bible? Yes, Belinda Dobby. Yes, Alan Palmer. Oh, we are all the same vintage. Hallelujah. I got it in a box and it was very exciting. It's my very first Bible. God bless the Good News, my Good News Bible. And in the Good News, it says his mercies, something like this, his mercies are like the sunrise each morning. And it's so beautiful to think about the concept that because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, we can have confidence that the mercies of God are there in abundance for us. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to carry the baggage of guilt and shame and condemnation. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As far as the east is from the west, he separates our sin from us. He gives us a clean heart. He gives us a clean conscience. How good does it feel to not be guilty? For a lot of people, it actually feels naughty. Like, oh no, I've got to remember I'm a sinner. But you see, the problem with that is while you're always feeling bad and sad and guilty, you're not actually living in the faith and drinking from the pleasure that God wants you to drink. He wants you to experience the joy of your salvation. The joy of your salvation is that sin has been taken away from you. You've been given a clean heart. You have been forgiven. And if you sinned yesterday, you can come to him and say, oh, I made a mess, and have confidence that he's already forgiven you, that his mercies are clean. His mercies are new to make you clean every day. Hallelujah. It flows like a fountain, the fountain of life, the blood of Christ that flows from his veins. He said when he was being crucified on the cross, it is finished. That is, the record of your sin is dealt with. And if by faith you lay hold of the life, the fountain of life, the mercy of God, you can receive mercy and grace, mercy and help in all your time of need. Hallelujah. And so God wants you to sit and be able to enjoy his mercy, enjoy his goodness, enjoy the fountain of life that he wants to pour into your heart. Every day he wants you to drink deeply from the river of his pleasure. You know, the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Have you ever seen a healthy plant versus an unhealthy plant? You'll notice that healthy plants bear a whole bunch of fruit. We've got a really healthy-looking passion fruit vine, which we should probably put a net on because we also have healthy-looking cockatoos around. Hallelujah. For those who don't know what a cockatoo are, they are white, very noisy, screechy birds that have strong enough beaks to crack through all the passion fruit and make a terrible mess. But healthy vines produce healthy passion fruit. Hallelujah. That's something to be happy about. But unhealthy vines, vines that don't receive a lot of water, don't produce much fruit, or they produce only shriveled up fruit. God wants us to be abundantly fruitful all the time. But unless we are receiving, being watered, you know, our passion fruit vine at the moment, it got a lot of fruit, and then we've been having renovations for the last few weeks. And so there's not been, our passion fruit vine had got set up to be watered by filtered grey water from the house. But because people aren't using the water in the house very much at the moment because of the renovations, there's not much water going to the passion fruit vine. And so my beautiful, healthy passion fruit are starting to shrivel up, which is a bit disturbing. So I'm like, Tom, you have to go and water the passion fruit. Because if you're not getting enough water, you don't get enough healthy fruit. Every day, if we are sitting with the Lord going, oh God, I'm sorry, I'm a hopeless sinner, you aren't opening up your heart to drink deeply from the river of his pleasure. You're not living in the place where the joy of the Lord is strengthening you, where you are filled with abundant joy. You're instead just having a tiny trickle as you're filling your life up with what God has paid a price to set you free from. So God's heart desire for us is actually to be joyful. Philippians 4, when Paul is in prison, he writes to us and says, rejoice! And again I say, rejoice! Why? Because he knows the key to fruitful, abundant living is the joy of the Lord, is learning how to look full in his wonderful face. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. I was, the other night, we had my son and Emily and Joseph's girlfriend and some of my nephews, and we were playing a game, Phase 10. It's just like a card game. It's not gambling. Don't write to me and say you shouldn't be gambling. It's a game. Hallelujah. And it's fun. And we're playing this game. And I have a very competitive family. They like to win. And so we're going around and, you know, Joseph isn't winning. And And I'm thinking to myself, oh, I like it better when he smiles. And I noticed something about myself that I was thinking, oh, I want him to win. I want him to go well, because my mother's heart gets happy when they're happy. You know, I'm beginning to understand my father. I remember a few years ago, and I'd been through a really difficult time and had some really hard things happen. And I'd just come through, and I was on the phone to him. I was in America. I had a day off from ministry, and I was at a shopping mall. And I'm chatting to my dad, and he says to me, oh, go and buy yourself a handbag. I'm like, whoop. I think he thinks that buying a handbag would make women happy. Probably true. Hallelujah. But it struck me, I went, that's a funny thing to say. But I realized, as a father, he was just thinking, I just want you to enjoy yourself. It's like this morning, I was going to get a coffee, and while I'm waiting for the coffee, my daughter Jessica rings, and she and her husband have my first little grandson, Lincoln. He's only 5 months. And it's a FaceTime. And you know, when Jessica FaceTimes, nothing else matters, because all of a sudden Lincoln's there. And I don't care who's watching, I don't care how many people are around, I'm like, Lincoln, hello, yeah, oh yeah, you're beautiful, yeah, oh look at you, you're so sitting up in a high chair, you're so cute, yeah, I love you. And Emily and Joseph are there going, Mom, you're in public. I'm like, yeah, he's so cute, oh, you're so cute. I don't care, because his smile is my reward. Because when I get to see him smile, and me as a mom, this is just a tiny reflection of how the Father feels about us. You know, we sometimes get this concept of God, that God is always wanting us to be very serious about everything. But you know, he is the ultimate father. And the desire of this ultimate father is that you would experience joy. Three scriptures about double for your trouble. Instead of your former shame, pain, and disgrace, you shall have double honor. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. We meet every month with our monthly partners, and we prophesy, we pray together, and we talk about the latest things the Lord is doing all over the earth. I'd love to invite you to become a monthly partner with us. Help us take the gospel around the world and join us for these precious mentoring sessions.